To fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Mufulila residents are urged as escort to adhere to the stipulated hours of power supply. In African news, AU condemns a deadly attack on police station in Benin. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Mufulila district have reiterated their calls to ZESCO to adhere to the stipulated hours of power supply during the ongoing load shedding exercise. The residents have complained that the frequent changes in supply times are causing inconveniences and disrupting normal activities. Favour Mlenga expressed a concern that a power in her area only lasts between 3 to 4 hours a day, making it difficult for people to plan effectively, adding that the irregular power supply has negatively affected small businesses and households' routine that depend on electricity. Meanwhile, another resident, Chewe Nabwalia, commended ZESCO for the recent improvements in power supply, but urged the company to maintain consistency in its schedules. He noted that predictable load shedding patterns would help residents manage their time and resources more efficiently. Mufulila District Health Director Dr. Abel Hamonga says the damaged water pipe at Aquinica 5 in Mufulila's Akankoyo Township will be repaired within 5 days. The facility has been operating without running water, relying on the Constituency Development Fund water bowser and surrounding households for water supply. Dr. Hamonga revealed that the new pump has been procured through the support from the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit, DMMU. He also encouraged the members of the public and the health workers at the facility to exercise their patience.
About the water challenges facing the big bed by the pipe and the surrounding areas there. So the problem there is the submissive water pump got bent, damaged. So we moved in quickly and we procured the new pump, which is currently installed, awaiting to be connected, and the water is moving fast. So within the next 5 days, water of water.
William Kunda, a 74-year-old man of Arona Plots in Indola, has received a wheelchair from the Lions Club following a tragic incident in which he lost his leg after a brutal dog attack. Lions Club Pastor District Governor Emmanuel Kangwa said the donation was made in response to a public appeal for assistance by the victim who was attacked by a stray dog in June this year. Speaking during the handover, Mr. Kangwa said the club was moved by Kunda's plight and felt compelled to step in and help restore his mobility and dignity. He added that the Lions Club remains committed to supporting vulnerable members in society through charitable acts that promote health and well-being. Meanwhile, Mr. Kunda expressed gratitude for the donation, stating that the wheelchair will improve his life. He said the brutal attack has changed his life, making it impossible to walk for the rest of his life. Kapirimponshi-based gospel artist Cyrus Muya has donated baby hampers to newly born babies at Kapirimponshi District Hospital. Muya, a member of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, was accompanied by his wife Linda Muya and the Muya musical crew. The hospital's medical superintendent, Dr. Wingani Mwape, warmly received the donation. Dr. Mwape expressed gratitude for Muya's kindness, stating that it will significantly support vulnerable mothers in need. He encouraged Muya to continue his efforts and to inspire other artists to follow suit, stating that they should view the hospital as a space where the community can come together. Dr. Mwape also disclosed that the hospital attends to a substantial number of births annually, with over 3,000 babies born.
And Sean and Mnundwe is going to show you some of the statistics that we've had. I think just in 2024, we had over 3,450 babies that were born here at the facility. So it's a lot of patients, it's a lot of babies, and the resources are very limited. And we are usually very happy when we receive people like yourselves from different organizations, but especially individuals, because it shows us to say people actually do care about the hospital.
And Muya explained that he has decided to use music as a form of a charity. It stems from his passion for giving back to the community, particularly to vulnerable populations. We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
0966 22 and 15 5 2 then 333.
That's my number, the one with all zeros to last.
We all have our way of saying our number. It's more than just digits, it's part of our identity. With MTN Nambayanga, you can join the MTN family with the same number that everybody already knows. Simply reserve your number by visiting our website, nambayanga.mtn.zm. Reserve your number today and register it within 7 days to make it yours. Nambayanga.
MTN, everywhere you go.
Current business rates on Company Radio.
My business rates, Mitengo, Zama Oda, Zamenita Landida, Ife, Pacomboni Radio, Nizi.
50 kg Delele, 700. 50 kg Kalembula, 80 kwacha. 50 kg Impua, 550. 50 kg Lumanda, 100 Squatcha. 50 kg